20 can be pretty loud.
What if you were going to get your horse ready to ride and all that stuff that you
The
have?
Grooming.
Or you say, when you put all that on, you say you're going to your horse...
Saddle?
Saddle or...
I can't think of anything else right
now.
Not harness, not to ride that
way. What would that mean?
Well, I guess you could. Harness, to me, when you put a horse in harness, you're going to hitch up a wagon to him. Or you're going to hitch up a plow to him. A harness usually, at least to me, denotes very long reins and lots of other trappings on them besides just the light little bridle and saddle that you would for either pleasure riding or for racing. Harness is usually pretty heavy-duty equipment.
What about the things that you put your feet in when you're riding?
Stirrups.
And those things that go on the horse's feet to protect him?
What, the shoes?
The shoes.
Horse shoes.
Have you ever heard of people who are out here playing games with those things?
No, sure. They play horse shoes.
They say pigeon horse shoes?
Pitch horse shoes.
And what about the part of the horse's foot that you put those horseshoes on?
Hoof.
And the plural you say?
Hooves.
Now, getting back to just a regular farm, have you ever heard of any building that a farmer would use to store any kind of grain in?
Silo.
Oh, silo. Anything?
Grain elevator.
What about, would corn be stored in a silo?
Are you talking about corn bin?
Corn bin?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that called a corn crib?
Corn crib, mm-hmm. I've heard of, mostly the farms I've been on, they call them bins. Corn crib is an old word, but it's not one that I really hear associated with modern, any kind of modern farming.
Any sort of building that might be used for storing grain called a granary? You ever heard that?
I've heard the word granary, but I haven't heard it referred to as any specific building.
What about the part of the barn where the hay might be kept?
Hayloft.
Hayloft.
And I don't think I've ever heard it called anything but a hayloft. Or just a loft.
You know, sometimes when the apple farmer's cut his hay off the field before he bales it, it might be piled up in these big things.
The big stacks? The haystacks? I don't think we ever see haystacks anymore.
Is it all baled now?
It's all baled by these big baling machines. And in fact, now they're going into the great huge rolls of it so that we don't see haystacks anymore. We see great huge hay rolls.
Right.
But of course, now for our farm, we still get the bales of hay. And they just bale it right out there in the fields, and they just leave the bales just sitting there, and then you come along with your truck and pick them up and stack them.
Can you remember the last time you saw a haystack?
Yeah, in Europe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about around here?
Seems to me like there is a farm way back in the backwoods. We were moving a mare, I think, down to Delta Farm. It's down in Oklahoma. And it seems to me like one of those farms way back there in the woods had a haystack. But that's, to me, the only time I even remember seeing it. I mean, they bale hay around here for, at least what I've seen, for as long as I can remember.
Could you describe the shape of it very briefly, what you think of the haystack?
The shape of it? Well, it's kind of shaped like a cone, slightly. Fatter than a cone, more uneven.